Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening in other devices and later on recording, Saba blessing everyone on this Sabbath, November 4th, 2023. This is our part one review of our lesson 394 of our chapter 78 entitled Calvary, but this is our part three. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with the tiny tot theme of the hymn, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all of the dear brethren that are just coming in. If any one of the tiny little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, would like to open our review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
God blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please take your Sabbath. The whole 6 day, Sabbath labor, the 7th day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please take the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 day, Sabbath labor, and do all thy work in the 7th day.
It's the Sabbath of the Lord.
It's the Sabbath of the Lord. And please take the Sabbath work that we're not going. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, we would like to hear all the good blessings that the little ones have been at their home, mommies or daddies, neighbors, family members, or even at their school. If you would like to share the testimony of the little ones, what blessing that had they have been, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. For this Sabbath, I would like to highlight Haley. Haley, I find by the grace of God, is always so willing and eager to help in any situations. I went to go pick them up from school, and when I got there, someone had fell outside at dismissal. And I'm looking for my daughter because she's tall, so I'm usually, you know, I can spot her. But I'm looking for her, and she's bended down on the floor trying to put a Band-Aid on one of her fellow scholars' knee. By the grace of God, when I send them to school, I always pack them a little first aid kit that has Band-Aids and wipes and like peroxide and things like that and like toiletries for them. I always just pack a bag, but and she was just so kind in just taking out that bag of toiletries and being able to give it to the teacher so that the teacher can go ahead and help that other scholar who got hurt until they were able to be picked up by their parent. And so I just wanted to thank God for that. And it's not the first time. She's always like eager to carry something for someone. It's my impression by God's grace that she'll probably be a nurse or a doctor. Because she's always, if you tell her that your head is hurting, you tell her that you're not feeling well at the moment, her first order of business is to go get a glass of water or get something to come and put on your forehead or the back of your neck, to try to aid you in that way. And I pray by the grace of God that she'll continue to grow, in this way by God's grace and love and mercy. So I just wanted to take a moment to highlight, Haley for all her efforts and to let her know that I am seeing it. And if I'm seeing it, then God is definitely seeing it as well. And so are others that are around her. Amen.
Sounds like she's a first responder.
Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. And if there's any other of our families among us that would like to share what the little one has been, may you unmute your mic. We still have moments where we can be able to share testimony further in our study. I just would like to welcome all the dear brethren that are just coming in and praise the Lord for the little ones. And this is the time, dear ones, that we are going to hear the review section of the toddler's storybook entitled The Story About Jesus, chapter 15 at the Passover Supper. And they are also sharing part 3.
All right, the Bible verse for our lesson are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 24 through 29, looks like. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise, I think I missed one. And there was a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. I'm going to have to see that word in another translation. That doesn't quite sound right. But anyway, but ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be your as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whither is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation, And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. Next slide, please. This was the last time that Christ was to keep the feast with the disciples. It was really the last Passover that was ever to be kept. For the Lamb was slain to teach the people about Christ's death. And when Christ, the Lamb of God, should be slain for the sins of the world, there would be no need of slaying a lamb to represent his death. Cut it out, cat. Now listen. When the Jews sealed their rejection of Christ by putting him to death, they rejected all that gave to this feast its value and significance. Henceforth, its observance by them was a worthless form. As Christ joined in the Paschal service, there was before his mind the scenes of his last great sacrifice. He was now in the shadow of the cross, and the pain was torturing his heart. He knew all the anguish that awaited him. He knew the ingratitude and cruelty that would be shown him by those he had come to save. Next slide, please. But it was not his own suffering that he thought of. There's an of in there somewhere. But it was not of his own suffering that he thought. He pitied those who would reject their Savior and lose eternal life. And the thought of his disciples was uppermost in his mind. He knew that after his own suffering was over, they would be left to struggle in the world. He had much to tell them that would be a stay to their hearts when he should walk no more with them. In other words, it would be comforting to them. Of these things he had hoped to speak at this their last meeting before his death. But he could not tell them now. He saw that they were not ready to listen. They were still arguing about who should be greatest. There had been a contention among them. They still thought that Christ was soon to be made king, and each of them wanted the highest place in his kingdom. So they had jealous, angry feelings one toward another. That's taken from Story of Jesus, page 95. Thank you.
And so next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be continuing with part 4 of our lesson entitled At the Passover Supper in our Tiny Talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place November the 11th, 2023. And I will hand it back to our dear brother for the review.
All right. Why was the lamb slain? Got one word too many in there.
To teach the people of Christ's death.
To teach the people that lamb represented Jesus. Can you imagine how often people thought about that? How often they may have sacrificed lambs? What will happen when the Lamb of God should be slain for the sins of the world?
There would be no need of slaying a lamb to represent his death.
That's right. It would not mean anything then. Because when Jesus died, that would be the final lamb, the true lamb, to be slain. What did Jesus think of besides his own sufferings?
The answer is, he pitied those who would reject their Savior and lose eternal life. How sad.
Yes. It causes him to cry as he sees his children line up on the side of the devil, who is going to be placed in the lake of fire one day. All right. Thank you for participating.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It is time for Tiny Tots and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. And this will be our review of our part 48 of our water topic, the water of life. And our dear brother will be the one to share.
So, sad blessings, everyone. And here's today's lesson concerning water. The Water of Life Review, part 48. The Bible verse is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, in King James Version, lesson 13, healings, and verses 29 to 34 say, "And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew, and James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and they tell them of her. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her as she ministered unto them. At even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the sea was gathered together at the door. He healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him." Research healing. While the congregation in the synagogue were still spellbound with awe, Jesus withdrew to the home of Peter for a little rest. There also a shadow had fallen. The mother of Peter's wife lay sick, stricken with a great fever. Jesus rebuked the disease, and the sufferer arose and ministered to the wants of the master and his disciples. Tidings of the work of Christ spread rapidly throughout Capernaum. For fear of the rabbis, the people dared not come for healing upon the Sabbath. But no sooner had the sun disappeared below the horizon than there was a great commotion. From the homes, the shops, the marketplaces, the inhabitants of the city pressed toward the humble dwelling that sheltered Jesus. The sick were brought upon couches, they came leaning upon staffs or supported by friends, they tottered feebly into the Savior's presence. Hour after hour they came and went, for none could know whether tomorrow would find the healer still among them. Never before had Capernaum witnessed a day like this. The air was filled with the voice of triumph and shouts of deliverance. The Savior was joyful in the joy he had awakened. As he witnessed the sufferings of those who had come to him, his heart was stirred with sympathy. He rejoiced in his power to restore them to health and happiness. Not until the last sufferer had been relieved did Jesus cease his work. It was far into the night when the multitude departed, and silence settled down upon the home of Simon. The long, exciting day was past, and Jesus sought rest. But while the city was still wrapped in slumber, the Savior, rising up a great while before day, went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. The Desire of Ages, page 259. Beauty of water. Running water gives the air special ions that make us healthier. That is one reason why people like to take their vacations near a lake or the ocean. It can remind us how people sought the presence of the water of life and were, you know, restored to health and happiness. Here are pictures of a common pheasant in the middle. And it says below, these birds can be found in woodland, farmland, scrub, and wetlands. In their natural habitat, common pheasants live in grassland near the water with small copses of trees. Beauty of water. Next are a picture of some chipmunks. It says below, the natural habitat of a chipmunk includes woodland and deciduous and coniferous forests. Chipmunks prefer areas with lots of ground cover, including trees, shrubs, stumps, rocks, and logs. This ground cover makes it easier for chipmunks to hide from predators. Some species of chipmunks build their burrows in rock crevices or next to large rocks. In the blessings of water, the water of life freely brought life and health and beauty to those lives he touched. And here are pictures of people, of what young children have done with water. Picture number one, one boy uses it for gardening. Picture number two, a girl takes a warm bath in it. In picture three, this girl is making a cake and water is one of the ingredients to stir the batter. Number four, these two girls are washing the dishes is with it, and they're using water to rinse off the soap. And picture number five, I think they're either drawing or playing with. They're doing projects about water. And the last picture, number six, they're children playing, making a snowman, and snow is frozen water coming from the clouds. Continuing, our reference reading for the water topic of our TED Talks lesson review is Chapter 26, at Capernaum, Part 2. While the congregation in the synagogue were still spellbound with awe, Jesus withdrew to the home of Peter for a little rest. But here also a shadow had fallen. The mother of Peter's wife lay sick. Stricken with a great fever, Jesus rebuked the disease and the sufferer arose and ministered to the wants of the master and his disciples. Desire of Ages, page 259, in paragraph 1. Tidings of the work of Christ spread rapidly throughout Capernaum. For fear of the rabbis, the people dared not come for healing upon the Sabbath, but no sooner had the sun disappeared below the horizon than there was a great commotion. From the homes, the shops, the marketplaces, the inhabitants of the city pressed toward the humble dwelling that sheltered Jesus. The sick were brought upon couches, they came leaned upon staffs, or supported by friends. They tottered feebly into the Savior's presence. The Desire of Ages, page 259, paragraph 2. Hour after hour they came and went, for none could know whether tomorrow would find the healer or still among them. Never before had Capernaum witnessed a day like this. The air was filled with the voice of triumph and shouts of deliverance. The Savior was joyful in the joy he had awakened. Continuing, as he witnessed the sufferings of those who had come to him, his heart was stirred with sympathy. He rejoiced in his power to restore them to health and happiness. Desire of Ages, page 259, paragraph 3. Not until the Last Supper had been relieved did Jesus cease his work. It was far into the night when the multitude departed, and silence settled down upon the home of Simon. The long, exciting day was past, and Jesus sought rest. But while the city was still wrapped in slumber, the Savior, rising up a great while before day, went out and departed in a solitary place, and there prayed. Desire of Ages, page 259, paragraph 4. Thus were spent the days in the earthly life of Jesus. He often dismissed his disciples to visit their homes and rest, but he gently resisted their efforts to draw him away from his labors. All day he toiled, teaching the ignorant, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, feeding the multitude, and at the eventide or in the early morning. He went away to the sanctuary of mountains for communion with his Father. Often he passed the entire night in prayer and meditation, returning at daybreak to his work among the people. The desire of ages, page 259, paragraph 5. Review, here are questions that you'll find answers in them in the Bible. Question 1, whose house did Jesus go to next? Find the answer in Mark 1:29. Question 2, what happened there? The answers are Mark 1, verses 30 to 31. And question 3, whom did the people bring to Jesus after the Sabbath? You'll find the answer in Mark 1, 32 to 34. Three books. Oh, and I'll give the mic back to Mom.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. And remember, little ones, Savior, Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Cover With His Life. You will find it in the hymn book, number 412. If you would like to join in singing the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Look upon Jesus in lazy, Father impute his life unto me. My life of scorning, my sin and woe, cover with his life whiter than snow. Cover with his life whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life was scarlet, my sin and woe. Cover with his life whiter than snow.
Deep are the wounds transgression has made. Red are the stains, my soul is afraid. All to be covered, Jesus, with thee. Save from the law that now judgeth me. Covered with his life, whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe. Covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Long in the joy of pardon I know, Jesus holds out a robe white as snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I wear thy pure life alone. Cover with his life whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life a scarlet, my sin and woe. Covered with his life whiter than snow.
Reconciled by his death for my sins, justified by his
like pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his word, glorified when returneth my Lord. Covered with his life, white as snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know my life of scarlet, my sins and woe, covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear ones. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, so even our guests would like to open a review section of our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect the people that's here and the people that's not here, and if we come back, Holy Spirit, to the status. Please put the word that God to learn. Please protect the people that's here who does not get to protect each other. And please protect everybody that I know in Jesus' name. Pray in that. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture for our review lesson is taken from Sunlight Sound Studio entitled Behold He Cometh, Memory Verse CD. It's from Revelation chapter 1. Verses 5 through 6, and also chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. Blessed hope. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones, before we hear all of the answers to the question or anything that you would like to share on either part one, two, or three of our study? We will take a few minutes, dear ones, to reread our part one from last Sabbath. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Blessed Sabbath. As the thieves were bound to the cross, she looked on with agonizing suspense. Would he who had given life to the dead suffer himself to be crucified? Would the Son of God suffer himself to be thus cruelly slain? Must she give up her fate? that Jesus was the Messiah? Must the witness his, must she witness his shame and sorrow? Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 744. Continuing, without even the privilege of ministering to him in his distress, she saw his hand stretched upon the cross, the hammer and the nails were brought, and as the spikes were driven through the tender flesh, the heart-stricken disciples bore away from the cruel scene the fainting form of the Mother Jesus. Desire of Ages, page 744, paragraph 1.
Continuing the reading. The Savior made no murmur of complaint. His face remained calm and serene, but great drops of sweat stood upon his brow. There was no pitying hand to wipe the death dew from his face, nor words of sympathy and unchanging fidelity to stay his human heart. While the soldiers were doing their faithful work, Jesus prayed for his enemies, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And on this slide, there is a verse from Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, King James Version. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Amen. Continuing on the next slide, please.
His mind passed from his own suffering to the sin of his
persecutors
and the terrible
retribution.
Retribution. That would be real.
No curses
would were called down upon the soldiers who were upon
handling
him so roughly. No
vengeance
was invoked upon the priest and rulers who were
gloating
over the
Accomplishment
of their purpose. Christ
pitied
them in their ignorance and
guilt.
He breathed only a plea for their forgiveness. They know not what they do. The Desire of Ages, page 744, paragraph 2.
Good job.
Continuing. Had they known that they were putting to torture one who had come to save the sinful race from eternal ruin, they would have been seized with remorse and horror. But their ignorance did not remove their guilt, for it was their privilege to know and accept Jesus as their Savior. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Go ahead, Brother Josh.
You go ahead, Sister Cece.
Thank you, Bob. Continuing. Some of them would yet see their sin and repent and be converted. Some by their impenitence would make it an impossibility for the prayer of Christ to be answered for them. Yet, just the same, God's purpose was reaching its fulfillment. Jesus was earning the right to become the advocate of men in the Father's presence. The Desire of Ages, page 744, paragraph 3. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 745. That prayer of Christ for his enemies embraced the world. It took in every sinner that had lived or should live from the beginning of the world to the end of time. Upon all rests the guilt of crucifying the Son of God. To all forgiveness is freely offered. Whosoever will may have peace with God and inherit eternal life. Desire of Ages, page 745, paragraph 1.
Reading from the Desire of Ages, page 745. As soon as Jesus was nailed to the cross, it was lifted by strong men and with great violence thrust into the place prepared for it. This caused the most intense agony to the Son of God. Pilate then wrote an inscription in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin and placed it upon the cross above the head of Jesus. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This inscription irritated the Jews. In Pilate's courts, they had cried, crucify him. Next,
please. Continuing. We have no king but Caesar. John chapter 19, verse 15. They had declared that whoever should acknowledge any other king was a traitor. Pilate wrote out the sentiment they had expressed. No offense was mentioned, except that Jesus was the King of the Jews. The inscription was a virtual acknowledgement of the allegiance of the Jews to the Roman power. And continuing on the next slide, please. It declared that whoever might claim to be the King of Israel would be judged by them worthy of death. The priests had overreached themselves. When they were plotting the death of Christ, Caiaphas had declared it expedient that one man should die to save the nation. Now their hypocrisy was revealed. In order to destroy Christ, they had been ready to sacrifice even their national existence. This was taken from Desire of Ages, page 745, paragraph 2. On this slide, the bottom slide is taken a few scriptures from John chapter 11, verses 51 through 53. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation and not for that nation only, but also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Wow. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And considering this scripture for our review section, Taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. It is a memory verse on song. Be sanctified, O Lord God, in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And what have we learned and ways we have grown, dear ones? We are bringing before everyone the 6 questions that we held from the first part of our project study. And we will read it back to help those that may want to participate that are listening in other devices. Number 1 is, who is the main character or characters? Number 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? And number 6, what did you learn from this lesson? If you are able to type it in the room, you can be able to do so. Otherwise, use your mic, dear ones. Who would like to take the first one? May you unmute your mic.
Here we see the main characters are Jesus. We see the 2 robbers are here mentioned. We also see that his mother is mentioned. But I believe the main character still remains to be Jesus. And we also saw mentioned here other Roman soldiers. The main idea for this section of our story is, here we see Christ being mocked and tortured and crucified. We saw here that even though the Jewish priests and rulers were supposed to be the one who received this precious gift in Christ Jesus coming, we saw that they denied him and even plotted his death, even though they knew the truth. That is the main idea for this section.
Anybody else would like to share their answer? May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Number 3, I believe, is Calvary.
The answer to question 3 is Golgotha.
For number 4, when did the story begin? We know that this particular section of the story began when Christ was taken from the judgment hall of Pilate and is, we see, taken to Golgotha to be crucified.
If anybody else would like to share their answer to number 4, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
My answer to question 4, when did the story begin? Mary watching the crucifixion with agonizing suspense. My answer to the question for how can you relate to the story, Christ wanted his persecutors forgiven despite their cruelty. After all, that was the whole point of his being crucified, to save everyone, not just the good people, but all people from their sins.
What I learned from this lesson is that even though Christ was suffering the most intense pain and agony, he didn't focus on the pain. He focused on others and how he could help them even while he was hanging on the cross, which is quite amazing.
Who would like to be able to share what they have learned from this lesson? May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
I just learned something from one of the slides. If Titi Rose, if we can go back a slide or two. I wanted to see if we could expand it. The inscription that was written by Pilate. It says here, no offense was mentioned except that Jesus was the King of the Jews. The inscription was a virtual acknowledgement of the allegiance of the Jews to the Roman power. And if you continue on the next slide, just something that was brought out, that it declared that whoever might have claimed to be king of Israel would be judged by them worthy of death. The priests would have overreached themselves when they were plotting the death of Christ. Caiaphas had declared it expedient that one man should die to save the nation. Now, by their hypocrisy was revealed, in order to destroy Christ, they had been ready to sacrifice even their national existence. And I feel like this is very important and show just how blind they were, how ignorant they were of what was happening. And what even stood out to me more as we read the scriptures from John 11, he prophesied that very year, that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also that he should gather together the children of God. But in their mind and in their hearts, they were so threatened by this one man that they put him to death. I'm still grappling with the thoughts and want to dive into it a little bit more in terms of why Pilate was moved to put that inscription upon the cross above his head, just a little bit more to kind of fully understand. But this is very deep to me that, it continues to show the behavior that was being fostered at that time, and even now as well. And that's what I'm learning from this lesson.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to piggyback on that particular slide on the inscription. It is amazing that when the children of God would not speak or proclaim, he said he will make even the rock cry out. When I saw that Pilate went and became defiant to take the petition of what his people were supposed to do, and because they didn't stood, the Lord used a man that didn't have even an idea what he was doing. But I just want to show that the prophecy has to be fulfilled. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, the very thing that they had claimed, for a people that the Lord said that he had given wisdom and understanding. And there was an understanding people because of being obedient to what was written in the Word of God. Isaiah passed the prophecy in 43:15. He said, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. So, just like today, we have the Word of God, and many will be proclaiming that they are actually doing God's will, but they didn't go back to study for themselves to see, like, how Joseph of Arimathea, or even when Nicodemus also had the time with Jesus, when they went to find out if these things then were so. These are the chance to be able to test the spirit, test to see, because those that were following the prophecy, they would have known what was happening at that time. But because they rely on man and they rely on their leaders and they rely on everybody else other than the one that had came in the volume of the book that was written of him. And as he continued telling them, verily, verily, I say unto you, it is written, he was giving them the opportunity to be able to come themselves. Like how Nathaniel was under the tree studying for himself, and Philip comes and looks for him. And then when he comes and meet the Savior will greet him with what he had done while in his quiet time with the Lord. And even told him that he was going to see greater things than that what he had experienced while he was studying. Today, in what we are seeing now, a lot of people are going to man to find out why these things are so, why these things are happening. This is an instrument now for us to be able to look and see what God says in the Word of God. So we will not repeat what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes had done. They had held on to their own wisdom and their own gain, not knowing that the plan of salvation were there, not only for those that they were supposed to be given the gospel to, but for themselves as well. I came to a realization while I was, because, you know, meanwhile I'm doing the children's story, I go and study myself, because I'm a child as well. So I started to think about when Jesus were going towards John to be baptized, and John was doing his work, the Holy Spirit spoke through him and identified the Son of God, which the Lamb coming, taking away the sins of the world. And then when his period was finished, and he even told the disciple, you know, he must decrease that he may increase, and he was arrested. While he was in prison, now he had to work out his salvation for what it is that he was doing by preparing the way for the Lord. But he individually, he had to work out his salvation as well. If you notice, when the disciples were going to Jesus, because they were wondering, is he going to do something to take John out of prison? And they had a zealous love for him. So when they went to try to find a way if Jesus going to help him, and when he had the interview with the other disciples too, he told the disciple to go and find out if he was the one or should he wait for another. I just wanted to highlight this. While he was doing the work and the power of the Holy Spirit was speaking through, he identified who Jesus was. He told them. But then when he was wrestling with himself, notice that now he just wanted to know was what he had done was exactly what it is, because he just wanted to be sure what he sends the disciple. Notice that even the disciple were there. Imagine they would have said, but John, wasn't it that the Lord spoke? Let's say, I don't know if they knew if there was the Holy Spirit, but he heard them while he was actually preaching and preparing the way, that he did identify him. But you see, that is just the example that when we hold on to our experience and not knowing why our experience was given, which is to be able to rise a little bit higher, to take what the Lord has called us to do, to realize that He's the one that's still doing the work, we lose a lot of light, you know? So when Jesus didn't want him to be able to hold on to no one's word, but give back what it was that he was doing. Go and tell John, the blind can see, the deaf can walk. I mean, the deaf can hear and the cripple can walk, right? So when they went back, he still didn't allow the disciples' word to be what was supposed to seal for him to understand. Christ came himself and literally was with John. After when John had the assurance of what the Lord had done with him as an instrument, it says that he basically went down preaching, and he was going down to his death. I could see that with Paul. I could see that in many of the instrument that the Lord has used. So just like today, if we hear anything, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. You have to go back and try it. Meaning take the word of God and see if it's by a dose of the Lord. Because maybe I may not know that situation there. And maybe what it is that you went and studied might be able to give me what it is that I didn't see. So the water and be water. This is what I wanted to be able to share, what I have observed with this particular part three. Is there anyone else that would like to share? May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. Well, we have favorite poems and special music and thoughts to be able to share as well. And this thought is taken from a devotional book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Name, pages 307, paragraph 1 through paragraph 6, entitled Sustainer of the Human Race. The opening scripture in that book is Isaiah 46:4, and it reads, "And even to your old age I am he, and even to the hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." And that was from 307 paragraph 1. You can also find these quotes in the book, WM, just a minute, let me just go back a little bit, so you can, Welfare Ministry, and the title is Example in Welfare Ministry, and this is from chapter 6. Who would like to take the first paragraph, the one? May you unmute your mic.
Amen, amen. I'm so happy that I'm able to hear and listen. And I thank my brothers and sisters that helped me last Sabbath, and Brother Bob, so that I could have the listening and hearing, which is delightful to me, and which I'm so grateful to everyone. So blessed Sabbath, my spiritual family. I'd like to take the first reading, I guess. It says, Christ stands before us as the great pattern. Make Christ's work your example. Constantly, he went about doing good, feeding the hungry, and healing the sick. No one who came to him for sympathy was disappointed. The commander of the heavenly courts, he was made flesh and dwelt among us. And his life work is an example of the work we ought to do. His tender, pitying love rebukes our selfishness and heartlessness. Manuscript P. 55, 1901.
Christ stood at the head of humanity in the garb of humanity. So full of sympathy and love was his attitude that the poorest was not afraid to come to him. He was kind to all, easily approached by the most lowly. He went from house to house, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, comforting the mourners, soothing the afflicted, speaking peace to the distressed. He was willing to humble himself, to deny himself. He did not seek to distinguish himself. He was the servant of all.
It was his meat and drink to be a comfort and a consolation to others, to gladden the sad and heavy laden one with whom he daily came in contact.
Christ stands before us as a pattern man, the great medical missionary, an example for all who should come after. His love, pure and holy, blessed all who came within the sphere of its influence. His character was absolutely perfect, free from the slightest stain of sin. He came as an expression of the perfect love of God, not to crush, not to judge and condemn, but to heal every weak, defective character, to save men and women from Satan's power. He is the creator, redeemer, and sustainer of the human race. He gives to all the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
What then is the example that we are to set to the world? We are to do the same work that the great medical missionary undertook in our behalf. We are to follow the path of self-sacrifice trodden by Christ. From Special Testimony, Series B, Number 8, Paragraph 31 and 32, or pages. Amen.
Amen. Taken from Welfare Ministry, and the reflection comes from the devotional. What is preventing me from taking the yoke of Jesus and learning of me? That was from paragraph 6, and learning of him, sorry. And the book again is Jesus' Name Above All Name. And now we're going to share the poem. The poem is entitled Remember Me, taken from Children Activity Book Year 2, Quarter 3, Lesson 13, page 369, from the Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? May you unmute your mic?
Number
Lord,
one. Go ahead.
Listen to a little child. Thy servant I would be. An axe to all the scenes of life that thou wilt remember me. Remember me.
Number two, remember me when youth and health make all seem bright and gay. And when before me life appears, a long, long summer's day, remember me.
Three, remember me when sin appears, a serpent in my way, with Guru Nanak to tend my soul from thy commands to stray. Remember me.
Number 4. Remember me when clouds arise, when storms of sorrow come, to lead me from a changing world to seek a heavenly home. Remember me. Amen.
Amen. Our special music is taken from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30 from the King James Version margin. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is Matthew 11:28-30. Oh, my yoke is easy. Come unto me. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our review section. Next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled Calvary of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to have closing prayer, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you have given us this morning with the children's stories. We thank you for their participation and the participation of their parents. Thank you for having us gather here once more. Be with us as we go on to the next section of the lessons. Be with the speaker. Bless us continuously throughout the day. Uplift our minds and our thoughts towards thee. Thank you, Lord, again, in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to start with a new part, part 4. And it will be lesson 395. And that will be held November 11, 2023. We are going to share once more a little bit of the beautiful gardens from our dear sister Jones. These are dahlia. And I thank the dear sister for giving me the pronunciation, because the names of these flowers, they are so beautiful, but it's kind of a little bit hard for pronunciation. And the other one is fuchsia. Thank you so much, dear sister, and may you all have a beautiful nature walk, little ones. I know it's kind of cold, but just stay warm and we can be able to enjoy what the Lord had allowed you to see with what nature has in store and the lessons. May you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath, dear ones. And God bless.